Blog Talk Radio.
This is time to get some new activities, find some new friends.
I apologize. That was Carla Lynn Hall, and we are speaking with Carla Lynn Hall today. This is a show that this is part four. She's not always, she is a working musician, and so this is a pre-recorded show that we did couple of days ago. All right, so sit back and find out what you're supposed to be doing so that you're right on the same page with your fiance, with your almost fiance. Hey, even with your husband, she's got the answers. And the name of her book is The Love Reset. Please sit back, Carla Lynn Hall, and dating from prior to engagement through marriage. Sorry about that.
Like, you're speaking about artistry, so the physical artistry, basically. Oh, yes, yes. It could be whatever it is. For example, what if you discover your life's purpose? You know, your life's purpose could be to help blind people. You know, and you might spend your time. You know, reading. Actually, I know you've done that. You know, or you've recorded your voice. You know, or reading to blind people,
right.
Or you know,
yeah,
working with children or animals. You know, so I mean, like, just doing things that enrich your life. So it really, that's important. And actually, I think it really does. It's quite helpful if you choose activities that are bigger than you. You know, that help others. That'll, you know, when you're feeling really low. Doing something good for someone else or someone that can't pay you back, that can be so very rewarding. So if you're listening to this and feeling kind of sorry for yourself, I highly recommend that you find some kind of volunteer activity that you can organize, can imagine. So, you know, think about that. Step five is date others. Now, everyone's not ready for that. But at some point, you know, you want to find love again, you got to get back into the dating pool. So you got to date others. You got to go and get your dating rotation and get back into, you know, into the fishing pool. You know, you got to see what else is out there and remind yourself that you are damn attractive, you know, and that men are interested and men do get you. So don't stay at home. But I understand you still have to have your time when you're just kind of focused on yourself. But at some point, you're going to be getting out the house. All right. Now, back to another one that seems contradictory. The next step, number six, is look inward. Now, looking inward is important for me. For me, that means, well, you know what? I'll talk a little more about it. But looking inward is like doing your inner work and not just looking at what did that person do to you, but what did you do? You know, it's not about just finding the right person, but being the right person. So did you, you know, were you the right person during that relationship? You know, where are things where you could have improved? What about the person you chose to be with? You know, what's the lessons? What are the takeaways that you got from this relationship? You really want to go deep. You know, you can do like I did. I went through, you know, my list of former boyfriends, you know, husbands, and, you know, and looked for patterns and stuff. And, well, you know, frankly, I got a long list. So I have a lot to learn. But I don't mind looking inward. I really do enjoy learning about myself, and you know, so I don't always like the things I learn, but at least it's good to pay attention. And finally, step seven, you know, repeat is necessary because you will be doing a love reset for the rest of your life, whether you're married or single or not. You know, you are going to be resetting yourself, creating new thoughts for for yourself to, you know, to do different things. So you are going to repeat that love reset. At the very least, you're going to be going back to stop or catch yourself to notice, you know, that something is going on in your life that needs attention. So stop. Number one, stop. Number two, love yourself up. Step three, lean back. Step four, get busy. Step six, look inward. And step seven, repeat as necessary.
Okay, great.
You're welcome.
That was in depth. Thank you very much. Now, what are the most crucial steps within the
work? Well, the most crucial steps. Well, I'll break it down even smaller. So, like, if you just broke up with someone and you are just the emergency 911, three things. Number one, of the most important things, step one, stop. Stop, stop, stop. You always have to stop at some point and acknowledge what it is. Stop. You pay attention to what's going on around you and you acknowledge what is really going on. Not what you want, not what you hope, not what you expect. What is? What is going on right now? Stop. Pay attention. Step two, love yourself up. Someone, like, when we are, like, hurting, oh, my gosh. It's amazing how we will, you know, we won't eat. We won't, so I mean, I understand we won't have an appetite. We won't feel like sleeping, all of those things. But even when we can do certain things, we'll just sort of like really treat ourselves shabbily. You know, it's like adding insult to injury. And it's kind of worse because we do it to ourselves. So it's like, this is the time to super, super spoil yourself. You know, get massages, you know, so at least get that sensation of being touched. You know, that's really important. And you might need more of it at a time like this. So, you know, getting that mani-pedi, you know, trying to get some good sleep and eating good food. You know, just love yourself up. Love yourself. Just so be good to yourself. Just treat yourself really. This is the time to be precious. Definitely be precious. And the next most important step would be to get busy. And in that one, I call it a pet project. I say for any woman who's going through a breakup, any person actually, get a pet project. Like, find something to do, whether it's like health, I call it health, wealth, passions, or like passion, purpose, hobbies, something like that. Like, health could be, you know, lose some weight, you know, lose a certain amount of pounds. You could, like, go on a fast, you know, some kind of like detox cleanse. You could go, you know, try some different kind of diet, you know, start cooking, you know, like health, you know, that's one category. The other thing is wealth, okay? For example, maybe get another job, you know, get a new job, get a promotion, start a business, you know, start a blog. You know, there's all these different things you can do to make more money or to create more money in your life. So this is a great time to put some of that time in that. And let's see, you said wealth, health, passion, hobbies, purpose. So we're talking about volunteering, starting a business. That was wealth. Knitting. Like I took up knitting once, and that was great. You know, it was something. I took knitting up as sort of like I was going through a little heartbreak, and I was a knitting fool. I took a class with a friend, and I just started knitting, you know, and I was like, I would name my projects and stuff, you know. Like, one was, the first one was Friend Zone. And another one, there was like another, like, scarf I was trying to make, and I couldn't, the yarn was too small, and I couldn't really get it to work, and I just gave up on it. But before I gave up on it, I called it Stupid MF. You know, that was, yeah. But I could tell, though, I know, right? I know, yes, yeah, exactly. But you know what, though? Through the name of my project, that's how I knew I was on the mend. So by the time I got to a scarf, I was making a scarf, I know, right? I was making a scarf for my niece, and it was hot pink, and I was like, hot mama. But I knew I was also talking about myself. So then I knew that, all right, and I haven't picked up my knitting yet since. You know, if my niece is listening to this, she's like, oh, so that's why I haven't received my scarf yet. But she lives in Miami, you know, so it's not like I have a lot of incentive. But one day I'll finish this scarf. Sorry, Marcia. important, and definitely, you know, spending time with good friends, friends that make you laugh. That is the best, definitely the best. So, but I, you know, I should wrap up those three. So the most important parts when you're like newly, you know, when you're newly broken up, stop, love yourself up, and get busy with the pet project. So like, do those three things, you will be all right.
Cool. Great. Oh, my goodness. You're welcome. Now, in your book, you also have space, and you mentioned it earlier, a woman doing inner work. What does that look like, and why is it important? And this is a compound question. How can a woman participate?
Sure. Well, well, the philosopher Socrates, he said that the examined life isn't worth living. And, you know, I kind of agree with that because I believe it's important for us to look over our own personal history, our childhood stories, our family dysfunctions, our past romantic partners, you know, our beliefs, our programming, like all of that stuff. We need to pay attention to that and really know what's going on in order to get an understanding of why we do what we do. You know, because there's so much that we do out of habit. We're on automatic pilot, you know. And by focusing on our reactions to things or why we react to certain things a certain way, we can avoid certain situations. Because sometimes we do things not because we know that we're doing them. It's sort of like a knee-jerk reaction. You know, we'll do something and it's like someone will push up button and we'll react like boom, and then we'll hit them, and or we'll yell at them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing is, why are we yelling at them? Mm-hmm. So it's like if you know that if someone said something to you when you were 4 years old, and it really pissed you off, and now you are 54 years old. And you are still reacting like that four-year-old because you don't know any better. That is when you're not really paying attention to what's going on. So it's like we have to participate in inner work. We have to really look within ourselves to see what those things are that drive us. Because if you don't know why you do certain things, you're going to continue to do them over and over again. You're going to piss yourself off. You're going to piss your friends and your spouses or partners off, and you won't know why. So I think it's good when you see things happening over and over and over again, you don't just say, well, that's just the way I am. That's such a cop-out. It's so lame.
Right.
Take the time and learn. Learn about yourself and become a better person. You know, that's another thing that relationship ending can do for us. If we get the lesson, you know, that takeaway,
mm-hmm.
we can realize, okay, maybe I wasn't so perfect. You know, maybe I did do a couple of things that I shouldn't have done. You know, maybe I made a couple of mistakes, you know, and I can take that to my next relationship because I know better, because I learned. And that will only happen if I pay attention. And if I don't pay attention, all I'm going to do is continually attract the same partner over and over again but with a different face. So take the time, look within. So that's what I feel about inner work. I think it's one of the most important things that any person can do for themselves.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like it's like Sisyphus. We're like Sisyphus. If we don't learn the lesson, we keep going up that same hill with that same boulder and then getting mowed down. But if we do the inner work, then we realize there's another way of going. We can go down the mountain and go up a little hill and take that boulder if we have to take the boulder. Or leave the boulder on the side and go on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or maybe the boulder doesn't have to go. Maybe the boulder can just stay there and you can just walk up the street and leave the boulder
right
there.
Yeah.
You take
yeah.
the bus.
Wow. that hill?
Yeah, I'm like, sure.
So,
the bus is the B-61 is showing up in a few minutes. Excuse me, forget that.
Right.
Exactly.
Red hook.
I was on that bus the other night. That's why it's in my mind. Anyway, never mind.
Okay. All right. Okay. Speaking of music and singing, you
Writing is easy as far as, like, it's easy to, I can write with my hand. You know, I can just, I can write, and just express myself that way, and that's the easiest thing. But with music, it's like another layer. So I'm trying to play the guitar, trying to find the right chords. If I'm also trying to record it at the same time, there's also like this technical element. So it takes a little, like, I love to sing and I love to write, but like the recording things down or making a copy of things, writing is much easier because you just do it on paper and it's done. Or, you know, I use like Evernote, you know, like an application, you know, my little smartphone app. I can just talk into things and I can go blah, 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 and then it types on the thing, blah, 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 just like that. It's awesome. So it's really easy for me to write, to create words, but to create these extra, little extra layer of stuff. So I can sing fine, but just to create stuff, it takes a little extra effort, but I love it all.
Huh, okay. Yeah, now, as a side note, do you think that writing... And do you think
that
singing makes you a better writer?
No. I think it's a good question. Maybe writing makes me a better singer. Maybe.
Yeah.
Only because I love words. And as a singer, the words really tell you everything. And when you're singing a song, you buzz certain words or you buzz phrases or a consonant or when you sing something, and a lot of it is based on the words that you're singing. You know, if you're singing the sky is blue, you know, you're not going to put necessarily that much emphasis on the word is, but you might say like sky and blue, you know, you might sing in a certain way. And so I think being a writer maybe might influence my singing just in how I phrase my lyrical phrases.
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to go out on a limb for myself and say that I think that singing, for me, informs my writing. And
really?
Kind of things, I think, but I find when I'm writing, I do find writing quite easy, and so whenever I hear anything, writing blocks, I'm just, I avoid them at all costs, no matter what. I don't think I'll be jinxed or anything, but I just think, well, that's not me, so I don't need to listen to this. But when I'm writing, I feel as though I don't play well enough on the piano to just play by ear or to look at something like Chopin and just play it. But when I'm typing, I feel as though I'm right. I'm playing the piano.
Yes. Yes. I totally relate to that 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the music for me influences my writing or informs it.
And you know what you said about like writing blocks. And that's so funny because actually I'm the same way. Because it's like, I really don't have those. You know, and it's kind of like, no, I don't hang out with people that do have it. It might be contagious. I'm like, let me go home and write. I can't hang out with these people. Let them have they can have their writer's block on their own time. I gotta go.
Exactly.
So yes, we are blessed. We are blessed to have I mean, I call it diarrhea of the pen. Seriously, it's just like I write like I talk. Seriously, they tell you to write like you talk. I write like I talk, which means I don't. Oh my God! And I admitted that with my outside voice. Never mind.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, but you know, but we do. You know what? I want to say that yes, I think that's true for myself as well. But the thing is, we get a lot
easier to edit because, you know, it's to have and not need this, need and not have. You know, that's better than, oh, I don't have enough, you know. So having, I can always, like, edit and cut stuff out. So that's, yeah, that's okay. So anyway, yeah, thank you. Talk about writing, to the process of writing. So, yeah, you know what? Since we're on there, let me, you know, for any of the women, you know, who are like, what does that have to do with my broken heart? Okay, writing. Let me tell you what. Journaling.
Yeah,
I didn't even mention this. It's in the book, The Love Recipe, but I didn't mention it in this particular podcast. But journaling, oh my goodness, this is something I've done for years, and that's also part of inner work. Like by writing, I've been journaling for years. So I go back and I read stuff I've written, and then I can't help but see patterns. I can't help but see the growth. You know, I write about how I felt about something, and then I'll go back to it later, and I'll think, oh, my goodness, wow. Or I'll notice, oh, so that was the start of that situation. That really happened because so-and-so said something to me, and that hurt my feelings. Therefore, I did this, that, and the other thing. You know, and I see the arc of that drama unfold because I did write about it. You know, anything that goes on that's, you know, that's kind of dramatic, I try to keep a record of it. I don't always get to it, but journaling has been a powerful tool for me. And again, you know, we're talking about writing, and I like to do it by hand because it sort of connects, you know, my heart through my fingers, and I just write about whatever is going on with me. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, maybe I should do some inner work, what could I do? You know, you might not be able to do therapy or life coaching or, you know, something like that, but you could journal. Journal, you know, so like no one can tell me, oh, it's so expensive to do inner work. No. I mean, that's an excuse. Get your little dollar composition notebook and a pen. You know, if you have a job, steal it from the office supply closet. I won't tell. And you just have a place to show up and you write. You write every day. Write in the morning, first thing, like morning pages, you know, first thing, stream of conscious writing, 3 pages as soon as you get up in the morning and you see where your brain is at. You just like brain dump. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? And seeing all of that on paper really helps you to grow, and it helps you deal with the stuff that you're feeling. So, again, journaling is something I cannot recommend enough. So that's a bonus for this call.
Yes, that's a bonus. And I have to concur, Carla, because brain dump, whatever you want to call it, in the morning, if for some reason I am drawn away from journaling, I can feel it throughout the day. And I am so ready the next morning to say, okay, this is what happened, this is why I didn't finish my journaling, whatever. Oh, it is just, it is such the inner work. You are releasing everything.
Yes.
On page. Everything. And it's just oh my goodness, it's so refreshing. So refreshing.
Yes.
So
don't hold it in.
If you're not going through a love reset, do it anyway.
You don't need to be doing a love reset to do a journal. I think it's still very healthy, and whatever it is that you're working on, whether it's, it doesn't have to be love, it could be money, it could be health. You know, there's other challenges that you were trying to, you know, I know people use journaling as a tool to manifest money in their life. You know, they want to increase money and increase, like, their income, and they use journaling as a tool to face, like, the fears that come up, you know, when they're thinking, okay, I want to get this job, or I want to make this kind of money, you know, and they deal with their feelings about that, like, oh, I'm afraid to do this, or, oh, it's too much work, or whatever. That journaling, that's just another way of using journaling to meet those fears and to overcome them. So journaling is just a great tool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now, where can we get the Love Reset?
Yes. At my website, datingrelating.com. That's my blog, datingrelating.com. You can still see, like, the book cover, and you can get it there. And datingrelating.com at my blog. And
I'll be doing more videos and things there, and I'm excited about, I don't think I'm excited about breakups, but I'm excited to at least give another perspective to the story.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, and but the breakup room is about helping. Anyway, it's helping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. Yes, it's definitely for helping,
so now,
helping anyone.
When can we expect the breakup room to start?
Let's see. Actually, immediately. You can catch it now. It's like it's every day. I mean, like the way Periscope works, it has to be 24. You can at least go and see if you can get the replay if you don't get to hear it live. So I'm going to try different times a day, but I'm thinking maybe like really early and or really late, because you know when we're breaking up or when we've broken up, we can't really sleep. So I'm not going to wait till 9 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I mean, like 5 o'clock, that's when people will be tuning in. And I'm like, yeah, I can't sleep. Oh, okay, come and hang out with me. And the breakup room.
Okay, so now how long is the breakup room? Is it
maybe like a half hour, or 30 minutes. Not really long. And the thing is, you can replay it for the 24 hours, you know, until the next one comes out. I just, just something at least maybe once a day. I'm gonna try once a day and then do more than that. So we'll see how it goes. But you know, I'm just getting started and it's fun. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. All right. So the breakup room you will see has already started and will be every day, and maybe during breakup season, which is
actually kind of started after St. Patrick's Day, like all bets are off. I didn't say on Periscope. You can find me the same place you can find me on Twitter. I didn't even say at Carla Lynn Hall, CarlaLynne, the E is silent, HALL. Again, that's CarlaLynneHALL, Carla Lynn Hall. I'm on Twitter and Periscope, and you can find the breakup room there.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. Okay, silent. Oh, such a good German one. Okay, amazingly to the end of our talk, Carla. Thank you very much. This was truly enlightening and very exciting. And we are looking forward to more conversations. All right.
Thank you very much, Charlene. Well, thank you, Charlene. It was great.